Number five.
Next up is Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara, the star Narasimhan in the studio. Meenakshi Temple Times, followed by Houston Hindu Events and In Quest of Hinduism. Today's topic is
Vedanta.
Vedanta, beautiful, beautiful topic. And Tara ji, the star Narasimhan, he's here in the studio taking you to Meenakshi Temple Times. And we have a guest in the studio.
And that will be Salil Bhadekar. And a little notes about Salil Bhadekar. He is one of the superstars or super singer star who is kind of very gifted with a beautiful, beautiful voice. And we are here joined by him today, who is going to render our invocation song, which will be on God Ganesha. Thank you and welcome to the program, Salil ji. Namaste.
Thank you so much, Tara ji. Thanks for having me over here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our delight. And shall we have a beautiful music on Ganesha?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you. And Salil ji is actually the winner of the ZTV Sari Gama Pa. We are going to listen from him the music first and then a little about the Sari Gama experience that he went through when he got this beautiful title of being the winner of the ZTV Sari Gama Pa. And we are thanking you all for joining us today. And he has performed with Asha Bhonsle, a great music director, Khayyam, and received great accolades. He is also the winner of the intercollegiate competition and Usha Maheshkar in many stage shows. Recorded a song by Balampa on a Marathi film, Back to School, which was released in October 2009. And he wrote this song, composed it, and also sung it. And thousands of stage shows all over India. He performed with Aarti Anklikar and classical program of Tejo Maya Nada Brahma. Wow. Recorded by Marathi and in Marathi and Hindi private albums. He has performed many shows. In fact, there is one performance that is coming up that you Lord would like to know about it.
Sure.
He's going to share with you.
Absolutely.
Along with, I think, Kashmira Nayak and you together.
That's a private event, but I'm going to perform for Ekal Vidyalaya.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be on August 27th.
Perfect.
And the concert's name is Ek Alag Shyam.
Uh-huh.
So that's a surprise for the audience because it's different from all other concerts.
Okay,
so
great.
So the name
yes.
of the program would be Ek
in
Alag
fact,
Shyam.
In fact, Seva International is calling in today at 1:20 to announce their program. And we shall be joined by Seva International about their fundraising event that is coming up. And actually, this is a yoga-thon, not even a fundraising. It is a yoga thing. And also, they're going to teach yoga for diabetes, for changing your diabetes.
They're in April, I think, right?
Yes, it is coming up, and they're going to have a short talk on it. And you're tuned into Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And we will be starting out the Meenakshi Temple segment with a beautiful bhajan on Lord Ganesha.
Ganesha, yes. So excited to listen to your live music here in the studio.
Thank you.
गणनायकाय गणदेवताय गणाध्यक्षाय धीमहि गुणशरीराय गुणमण्डिताय गुणेशानाय धीमहि गुणातीताय गुणाधीशाय गुणप्रविष्टाय धीमहि एकदन्ताय वक्रतुण्डाय गौरीतनयाय धीमहि गजेशानाय भालचन्द्राय श्रीगणेशाय धीमहि. गानचतुराय गानप्राणाय गानान्तरात्मने गानोत्सुकाय गानमत्ताय गानोत्सुकमनसे गुरुपूजिताय गुरुदैवताय गुरुकुलस्थायिने गुरुविक्रमाय गुह्यप्रवराय गुरवे गुणगुरवे गुरुदैत्यकलक्षेत्रे गुरुधर्मसदाराध्याय गुरुपुत्रपरित्रात्रे गुरुपाखण्डखण्डकाय गीतसाराय गीततत्त्वाय गीतगोत्राय धीमहि गूढगुल्फाय गन्धमत्ताय गोजयप्रदाय धीमहि गुणातीताय गुणाधीशाय गुणप्रविष्टाय धीमहि एकदन्ताय वक्रतुण्डाय गौरीतनयाय धीमहि गजेशानाय भालचन्द्राय श्रीगणेशाय धीमहि. ग्रन्थगीताय ग्रन्थगेयाय ग्रन्थान्तरात्मने गीतलीनाय गीताश्रयाय गीतवाद्यपटवे गेयचरिताय गायकवराय गन्धर्वविकृते गायगाधीनविग्रहाय गङ्गाजलप्रणयवते गौरीस्तनन्दनाय गौरीहृदयनन्दनाय गौरवानुसुताय गौरीगणेश्वराय गौरीप्रणयाय गौरीप्रवणाय गौरभावाय धीमहि गोसहस्राय गोवर्धनाय गोपगोपाय धीमहि गुणातीताय गुणाधीशाय गुणप्रविष्टाय धीमहि एकदन्ताय वक्रतुण्डाय गौरीतनयाय धीमहि गजेशानाय भालचन्द्राय श्रीगणेशाय धीमहि. गजेशानाय भालचंद्राय श्री गणेशाय धीमहि।
Very awesome. It was like
and
a real song for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
On Gita, right?
With a real person.
Real person here.
And we could not really shout, Gita ji. You have to understand, it's a studio. It would have been an open place, we'd have shouted really too.
Oh, we can shout too, yeah. Yes. It was too cool.
Thank
it was
you.
Too cool. Oh my God. Taraji,
how old
thank
were
you
when you did the Sarigama?
Back in 2000, Marathi Sarigama and 2002 Hindi Sarigama.
Dharma, you cannot ask anybody age, okay? He's very young. He's very, very good. He's very young.
This is a kid prodigy. This is a child
he
prodigy.
He is still a kid prodigy.
Yes, exactly. That is where I'm coming to. No matter how old you are, I'm still a kid. Let me tell
you. I know that's where you'll go.
But it's beautiful, beautiful. And listeners, this is a live show that happened just now in the studio. Live singer right in front of our eyes.
Salil Badekar.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm a Houston celebrity now. I'm going to claim him as a
Houston
celebrity and no longer a Pune celebrity.
Thank you, Taraji.
Maybe you're also actually making, inspiring his wife to also next year participate along with you. Do a duet. Okay?
Yes, we look forward to that. And namaste and happy to bring you this segment sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple. We are very excited about this radio show that represents the root of all religions. The mother of all religions, the most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatana Dharma. Often referred to by its practitioners as Hinduism, Hinduism has sought to recognize principles and practices that would lead any individual to become a better human being and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. We present this program on behalf of this segment, sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple. The glory of Vedic Dharma is valuable to any ordinary being. And it was actually, we are trying to bring in what is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. The upcoming event will be right now, today, as we speak, Panguni Uttaram Festival. It's a Kalyana Utsavam for Lord Subramanya is happening as we speak. And also, Yugadi Festival will be celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple on April the actual date will be April 7th, happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, as well as Gudi Padwa, which is also celebrated along with Yugadi, which is the lunar calendar. And the Tamil New Year's Day will be celebrated on the solar calendar, which is likely about 15 days later on. That will be on the 14th and 15th of April. And we now bring you one beautiful song. This is by M.S. Subbalakshmi. We are celebrating the centennial year for M.S. Subbalakshmi. She is 100 years old. I now bring you this beautiful bhajan,
Hello.
Which is a Sur Das bhajan. Akhiya Hari Darshan Ki Pyasi. Here it is.
Just hold on, you will be taken all right, okay? You can tell him directly. Just hold on.
As we are waiting to have this song play, hear it.
Somebody called, said it was awesome. Okay, just one minute. No problem.
Hari Darshan Ki Pyasi, With Vira, the longing of Surdas and the feelings for Krishna. Surdas says, my eyes are thirsty for a glimpse of Krishna. I want to see the lotus-eyed Krishna and I don't see him, that keeps me sad and restless every day. Krishna, who wears the satin tilak and a pearl necklace, Krishna, who belongs to Vrindavan, after stealing my heart, has left me with a worthless blade of grass.
Okay.
No one knows the pain I go through on account of separation from Krishna. People make fun of me, not knowing my pain. And Krishna, without seeing you, I cannot rest. And this bhajan sung beautifully by M. S. Subbalakshmi. And in this Ashtashakha poets of the temple of Srinathji, when the deity was on the Govardhana hill. Surdas was a contemporary of Aurangzeb, residing in Mathura when the temple of Keshav Khatradev, now Krishna Janmabhumi temple, was demolished. According to biography, Kanjan Nayan, written by Hindi literature, Amrit Lal Nagar. The biography makes interesting read, sprinkled with Surdas poems on Krishna. Surdas, like Mirabhai, and a great contributor of Braj Sahitya, the literature of Vrindavan. And going back to what is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple announces the scholarship for young graduating students for 2016. And Meenakshi Temple also invites you for their fourth annual walkathon, 5K walkathon, on April the 3rd from 8 a.m. at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Walk for fun, walk for MTS. And the adult registration is just $10. Your family is 25. Walk with hundreds of devotees within the temple premises of Morning Radhas. And you can also visit our website www.emeenakshi.org for registration. And please do wear comfortable clothes. Free t-shirts will be provided. Hot breakfast for all participants after the event. And highlights for the beginners yoga and stretching exercises and walkathon and refreshments. With this, I'm going to play one song of M.S. Subbalakshmi, which is Bata Tilana. And this is Marali Marali Mangalamu, and this is a beautiful chant that I would like for all of you to enjoy.
Anuja from
I'll
just talk to her first and then we'll take it.
I should not website, but I can give you a phone number and email address.
Sure.
Okay. Go. 361-406-7363.
And
email address, my first name is Kalilbhad Badekar.
Yeah.
Bhadekar.
Okay. You can tell he is also very versed in classical singing and teaching.
Yeah, what I teach.
That's what we want.
And that was Srimati M.S. Subbalakshmi. We are celebrating the M.S. Subbalakshmi centennial year at Sri Meenakshi Temple on April 2nd. And on April 3rd, there will be Gauri Ramnarayan, the granddaughter of M.S. Subbalakshmi, who will be here, talking about a beautiful path and journey of M.S. Subbalakshmi's musical career. And Born to Sing is the title, and do not miss it. It's a free event happening at the Stafford Civic Center. For more details, you can contact www.classicalartsociety.org. We do have on the phone, I'm switching to Seva International announcement. This little portion is sponsored by Sri, the Hindus of Greater Houston. And Anuja is here joining us with us. And Anuja, you're online. Namaste, how are you doing? I'm good. We are having a diabetes yoga sessions happening all over Houston. And you're here to, what is the purpose or objective of this camp? Yeah, absolutely. I know it is a control. Usually when you have diabetes, you just cannot get rid of it. You just get rid of the sugar in your body somehow or the other. Anything that helps besides the medicine will also bring it down. What is the history of the past camps and where are these camps held? Great. But what are the important dates and timing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have to be a diabetic to join this camp? No, I'm just asking because you're doing a pre-screening. Okay, and what is the charges? Do they pay any fee? Wonderful. So we will be keeping making this announcement on behalf of Seva International. And give us some, you know, where you can go do the registration, your phone number and email. Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us. We will make all the notifications about your Seva International thing. I know you are doing so much good work. I appreciate your joining and thank you so much, Ahujaji. You're welcome. Bye-bye. And we are, thank you. And we have Sridharji to make the community announcements. What is happening around Houston coming up events?
We just had Holi, the big Holi. So that's done. We'll wait for next year. So what's coming up next Sunday? Sri Sitaram Foundation is collaborating with Gaudiya Temple to get to you the Ram Navami celebration. The Akhand Ramayan path starts, actually it's on Saturday. It starts Saturday and goes all the way into Sunday. So the program is Akhand Ramayan path Saturday, April 2nd at 9 a.m. And then the path Vishram ends on Sunday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Tea and snacks will be available 24/7. Lunch will be provided on April 2nd. Followed by dinner at 7:30 p.m. And on April 3rd, you have breakfast and brunch, guys. So be there as Ram Navami celebration happens at 1200 Blalock Road, Houston, Texas 77055. That is actually Sri Sitaram Foundation's own event because I know that address. That's their headquarters. And Sri Sitaram Foundation also is assisting an upcoming temple, Sri Rama Jayaniketan in Katy, Texas. They have a program at Durga Bari, Sri Ram Janam. So they're celebrating Lord Ram's birth, followed by his marriage. Wow, two great events. When? Saturday, April 16th. And the program starts at 10 a.m. and it is at Durga Bari Temple.
And listeners, mark your calendar for a major, major event. This is my most favorite event of the year, April 23rd. Saturday, 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Ashirvad's Vedic Fair number 5, Shinko Ranch High School, 23440 Shinko Ranch Boulevard, Katy Freeway, fun, festive, flamboyant, and fair. That fun, festive, flamboyant, and fair happens every Sunday on our radio station because of one person who is sitting next to me, none other than Sri, the money, the wealth, Rahul. Okay, what are the Saket Lok about?
Yeah, this is the story is Lord Rama, when he left his human birth, he went to Saket Lok. All the gods go to their own gods, like Sri Krishna is known to have left to Goloka. These are all their worlds. Okay, it's one of the dimensions.
Their abodes.
Their abodes, yes. We call them abodes because, and then the background is Saket Lok is nothing but Ayodhya in space. Okay, that's how it is. So it's Ayodhya in space. So we're going to have build a big diorama. See, the name has Rama in it. We just found it, diorama. Okay, so you can't beat that one. So he suited his own name. So that will be the Saket Loka diorama as you enter. And then We have Kids Vedic Walk, all the kids in lovely costumes, just tailor-made for them. We make our own costumes. And then we celebrate in here with presentations by kids. And then the outdoor workshops where you get to know Indian lifestyle workshops. They're free. You get exposed and you can explore yoga, meditation, classical dance, Ayurveda, homeopathy and so on. And then there is a competition, healthy cooking competition. We call it Cooking Life Competition, Sattvic Food. And then the talent showcase. If you know shlokas, you will love this. The Shlokathon Live. Okay, it's a live competition introduced for the first time this year. And then all this is happening on Saturday, April 23rd from 3:30 to 9 p.m. Cinco Ranch High School, 23440 Cinco Ranch Boulevard, KT, Texas. Be there. Have fun. It's free. Free parking. Just enjoy something you will find which you will be able to enjoy.
So, well, Lord Rama went back to his abode. He took everybody who wants to go with him in Ayodhya, he took with him to the Saket Lok.
Wow, Kantibai enjoyed saying that.
So, may he get a chance to go with your...
I'm not ready, Kantibai. I'll tell you that, please. Okay, don't send me off so soon. I just started.
I'm coming to that subject right now in a few minutes. The Hindu Youth Awards Gala features Joseph Emmett. Hindus of Greater Houston brings Houston Hindus together, is proud to announce their 6th annual Hindu Youth Awards Gala on April 9th. Just like, you know, Vedic Fair is all about youth, presented by youth, this is also a Hindu celebration of youth and Hindu strong belief in promoting the youth activities and involvement in our community. Awards will set a milestone in celebration of the youth and their achievements. Hindus of Greater Houston, not only to focus and unite bringing Hindus together, we encourage the youth. This year, Joseph Emmett, he is a student of Swami Parthasarathy, a philosopher and exponent of Vedanta. Study of Vedanta is Theravada's eternal principles of life of living equips one with strength of intellect. And that is what we are discussion today is about, the Vedanta. What is Vedanta? So, well, he will also listen to Joseph Emmett on April 9th. If you have not made a reservation or registered online, please go to Hindus of Greater Houston. There's www.hindusofhouston.org. You can also contact Tupal Narasimhan at 281-804-4339. And again, mark your calendar, April 9th is Hindus of Greater Houston doing their Hindu Youth Gala. You're all welcome to join. And this year, we are also doing it at Sri Meenakshi Temple in Pearland, Texas. And we encourage you to please come in and encourage the young people. They are the future torchbearers of our Hindu Dharma. And now, going back to Sridhar ji, I have a beautiful song. Why I even asked him to talk about Vedic Fair, what is this Saket Loka about? Because sometimes he becomes a Krishna, sometimes he becomes a Rama, sometimes he becomes that. And here we go, listen to this beautiful song. Kabhi Ram Bhani Ke, Kabhi Shyam Bhani Ke.
Right now only Ram. Too much Krishna happened.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Come, sir. Let's go, come, sir.
Deva Shri Ganesha.
कभी राम बन के कभी श्याम बन के
That is it. I look for Salim ji and also give his phone number. And we also tell him he also teaches.
I've been asking him to take me. His class is very full.
You please take it. It shows Salil ji loves that.
Lyrics
You tell me how much. Hey, Una, there is a. Okay, let's see. And that one is connected to the radar, take this one. Let me know kitna chahiye.
Bada hi
aur. Is it? That's full.
Ye full hai?
Uh-huh. Ek second. Try this one. Ye this is full. Ye na iske niche.
It's a Ram, Ram, all Ram, Karaji. I understood Krishna a lot. Now it's Ram's turn. I'm not able to understand it.
Okay. I'm going directly to the topic. The Upanishads are often called Vedanta. Literally, Vedanta means the end of Veda. Veda Anta. Vedasya Antaha, conclusion as well as the goal of the Vedas, is what is the direct relationship to Upanishads. Chronologically, they came to end the Vedic period.
Yeah.
And there are ultimate philosophical problems that they were taught to the pupils at the end of the course. The chief reason why Upanishads are called the end of the Veda is that it represents the central aim of Veda and contains the highest ultimate goal as they deal with moksha or supreme bliss. And that is what it is. The Vedanta teaches us how not to get any more birth.
Right, but it is not the end of the Veda. It's chronologically it comes towards the end of the Veda, the Vedic period.
Yeah. The Vedas are generally considered in two portions: the Karma Kanda, where rituals happen, and Jnana Kanda, which is dealing with knowledge. The Samhitas and the Brahmanas represent mainly Karma Kanda, the ritual portion, while the Upanishads represent the Jnana Kanda, that is the knowledge portion. And however, they are included in the Shruti, which are most popular, extensively read as Vedic texts. Upanishads are derived from the sat to sit, which is Upanishad, which means sit down. Upa and ni are the way it denotes nearness and totality. And thus, this word means sitting near devotedly. This no doubt refers to the pupil sitting down near his teacher at the time of instruction. The word in course of time gathered around it, it's the sense of secret teaching or doctrine, which is the rahasya. Upanishads are frequently spoken as rahasya or guhya, mystery. We find Upanishads are due to secrecy and mystery of the teaching, teacher refuses to impart instruction to pupils who are not proved his worthiness. So, when you totally dedicate towards your guru, you take your words to, that guru shows you towards Upanishad, you go and get trained by him. So that is what Joseph Emmett is a Vedantist who is going to speak about how the path to God, he was a student, and it's a beautiful kind of an article that came up on India Herald this week as how, why he chose the path. And he had so many questions growing up as to the meaning of life, what is the ultimate goal of life, and that is where as an American born and raised, though in the background of having a Christianity family, yet, this attracted him when the questions came and there were answers that our Hindu religion could offer.
That is true. The beautiful story is published in India Herald.
Mm-hmm.
He's still 38 years old, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
He's very young when he wanted to get that done. And right now, I think we are all ready to sing, a young person sing here for us to celebrate the youth of others.
Yeah. He's definitely the youngest among us.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't agree with that. We'll
find out.
We have listened to him already once, and we know we all enjoyed, and you enjoyed too. Salil Badekar will be back singing for you again. But we just found out he not only sings melodiously, and he also has a beautiful wife. We just saw her. But also, he teaches classical music. Okay, you can reach him, 361-406-7363. Also email him at salilbadekar@gmail.com. And he's going to perform for you live shortly, Deva Shri Ganesha from film Agnipa.
ज्वाला सी जलती है आंखों में जिसके भी दिल में तेरा नाम है, परवाह ही क्या उसका आरंभ कैसा है और कैसा परिणाम है। धरती अंबर सितारे उसकी नजरें उतारे, डर भी उससे डरा रे जिसकी रखवाली यारे, करता सया तेरा हे देवा श्री गणेशा, 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 देवा श्री गणेशा। भक्ति तो वरदान है, जो कमाए वो धनवान है, बिन किनारे की कश्ती है वो, देवा तुझसे जो अनजान है। यूं तो मूषक सवारी तेरी, सब पे पहरादारी तेरी, पाप की आंधी अलाक हो, कभी ज्योति नारी तेरी, अपनी तकदीर का वो खुद सिकंदर हुआ रे, भूल के ये जहां रे जिसकी सीने यहां रे, साथ पाया तेरा हे देवा श्री गणेशा, 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 देवा श्री गणेशा। टीका किए देवा जो भक्त तेरा जिए, उसे अमृत का है मोह क्या, हंस के विष का वो प्याला पिए, तेरी महिमा की छाया तले काल के रथ का भैया चले, एक चिंगारी प्रतिशोध से खड़ी रावण की लंका जले, शत्रुओं की कतारे एक अकेले से हारे, कभी पर्वत हुआ रे श्लोक बन के जा रे, नाम आया तेरा हे देवा श्री गणेश, 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 देवा श्री गणेश। गणपति बाप्पा चलिन टांगण मजीन शरण डोळ्यानी पाहिन रूप तुझे, देने अलंगिन आनंदे पूजिन भावे ओ बालिन मणे नमा, त्वमेव माता पिता त्वमेव, त्वमेव बंधु सखा त्वमेव, त्वमेव विद्याऋणं त्वमेव, त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव, कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतिस्मरा वा, करोमि यज्ञं सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय इति समर्पयामि, अच्युतं केशवं राम नारायणं कृष्णदामोदरं वासुदेवं हरे, श्रीधरं माधवं गोपिकावल्लभं जानकीनायकं रामचंद्रं भजे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे।
थैंक यू।
व्हाट अ ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल स्पिरिचुअल एज वेल एज ब्यूटीफुल रीच आउट। आई थिंक दैट इज द वॉइस ऑफ द यंग। लेट मी नाउ ब्रिंग यू दिस वन Mayuratius, announcement of
program is archived. You can listen. This program is archived. Okay. And this some of them are listening to this.
Okay. Can I say that?
Okay. Yes.
And that was the announcement by the Hindus of Greater Houston. And Salilji, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is your CDs available around? Can we buy your music?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I did one CD here in Houston.
Uh-huh.
The name of the CD is Resonance, an attempt to create a space in your heart. So basically it has 9 beautiful songs.
Mm-hmm.
5 of them are old and 4 new songs. So it's like a
mix
kind of songs, but all melodious songs.
Okay. And are there any bhajans that you have separately given a CD on?
I am working on one right now.
Okay.
It's going to be only bhajans, 10 bhajans, consisting of Lord Rama and Krishna and Meera bhajans.
I will keep it, my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hopefully that Sanatan Hindu Center would like to showcase you on the anniversary year of Padmakant Kambati.
Sure.
You know, he passed away in April 30th, and we will do the special release in his memory and then give you the biggest kind of a thing that we can to promote.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome
bhajan that I'm sure there was a caller, in fact, in between and said Salil Badekar's song was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
a lot.
Good feedback also on it.
Thank you.
And Sridharji?
Not only call us, we also enjoyed listeners.
They too,
don't
yes.
forget that in the studio he rocked today, Salil Badekar. You can reach him at 361-406-7366.
And guess who also sang along with us?
Kanti Dalai Patel. And the Lord Rakesh Parikh also sang today. He was doing the chorus.
Yes.
We never saw Rakesh Bhai do that.
Yeah, Banapati Papa Moriya, he immediately...
Full credits to Salil Badekar ji on that one. You know, he's like a rock solid guy. You know, he doesn't move much. So, you made him move today.
Good.
Thank you,
listeners. And we will be now playing one more beautiful song. And this is perhaps... I'm going to bring you a Lakshmi Kataksham of Marali Marali Mangalamu by Srimati Yama Subbalakshmi one more time.
The residents,
but I can give some to you, Abhi, if you want.
Yes,
to
yes, yes.
I don't come right now,
okay.
But I can just,
yeah,
give it
whenever you like to listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You made all of us hang till. We're going to stay hang till we listen to you. Okay, when we become old, we listen to
for us.
Yeah, we do a chorus song, yeah.
Exactly. He's brought back to my attention.
I didn't know.
You
had fun? Saraji went, right? That.
Holy? No, she didn't make it. They even asked her. She said she ended up. There were quite a big walk she was saying. Because those teenagers get tired.
Jay was there. Rakesh Bhai was there. The wedding was till 2 o'clock. So then it was. After the wedding food, it almost goes nowhere. He aged in last 2 years, a year and a half.
You are even more younger here.
And we have one more announcement for the community. Samskriti presents Nartaka, Dancing Like a Man. Sridhar Akibalu from San Antonio, Kiran Rajagopalan from New York, and Venu Hosiala, the Houston's own beautiful dancer and teacher of Anjali School. They interpret the moods and movements of a male perspective of dance, and this is happening today. Today at 4 p.m. at the MATCH, Midtown Arts and Theater Center in Houston, 3400 Main Street in Houston. For location and parking, you can go to www.matchhouston.org. And you can also purchase your tickets right there, and it is available. And free parking, because on a weekend, they do not charge for parking. And this is the MATCH. And Samskriti presents Dancing Like a Man, a man's perspective of the Bharatanatyam. So please do attend. And as we come to the end of the program, wrapping up is Sridharji. What is happening around Houston?
It is the end lines now. It's time to say bye-bye to your listeners. We enjoyed staying with you for 2 hours, so we're going to meet you next Sunday. So, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism radio show is supported commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273, and Sanatan Hindu Center will take care of all your cremation needs. A big thank you to our co-sponsors, Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all you, the dedicated supporters, volunteers, artists, producers, publishers, Masala Radio, O-Scores, and guests. Today, big thank you to Salil Badekar.
Thank you.
And we will be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Radio Dial, 11:10 a.m. It's easy to remember, 11:10 a.m. or sanatanhinducenter.org or another famous name, masalaradio.com. Have a blissful rest of the weekend. God bless all of us. United States of America, Bharat, that is India, and planet Earth. Stay positive and be happy. Love and grace to you all. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And now I bring you Sarva Mangala, wishing all of you the very best and auspiciousness all the time.
Good job, guys.
Good.
Nice. Thank you. Nice meeting you guys. Have a good night. Bye.
I'll send you all
an email. Take care, don't worry. Take
care, okay.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, see you. Rakesh Bhav created this app, you can download.
Oh, okay.
On Android phone. Not
okay.
iPhone.
Okay.
Not yet on iPhone.
Okay. Yeah, Android,
right? She has Android.
She has Android.
I'll send you a link.
Salute.
Yeah. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
My link based on you can download.
Is going to come up and then we can stop.